gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious!
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward!
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Mark Fox from the Grapple Arcade. How are you doing, Stephen, Mark?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you doing, mate? You alright?
Yeah, I'm great. As I said, I'm a bit sniffly because I'm suffering from hay fever today, but hopefully it won't be too annoying for the listeners. So if I sniff a bit. huge thanks for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having us on, man. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to be able to get on somewhere and have a chat about games in general.
Yeah. So before we get into the countdown of the top five retro games, I thought we'd do a quick chat about your fandom and the Grapple Arcade. So firstly, how long have you been a wrestling fan?
I think everybody likes to pretend that they were fans during the 80s. Talking about the big boys, WWE and whatnot, but truth be told, I think realistically it was probably 1990, something like that, when I got my first VHS of my beloved Uncle Joe, who picked me up. I think it was Royal Rumble from that year. He managed to pick it up from Woolworths.
Since then,
and we had knockoff satellite dish as well, which was picking up loads of European channels back then, which was great because I managed to pick up. I think it was All Stars, Wrestling All Stars, WWF show back in the day. But yeah, since then anyway, mate. That's
but I got into about a similar time. I think we got Sky Survivor Series 91-ish around then. So
yeah, I remember that well. Tuesday in Texas was kicking around. I remember that was on Sky Movies as well.
Yeah.
I think it was on something weird like Sky Movies or Sky Cinema.
Yeah, I remember WrestleMania 8, they had No Holds Barred, and then they had WrestleMania 8 on after it on Sky Movies.
Okay.
So
good old days.
I remember being allowed to stay up and watch it. Was anybody? 10 probably, yeah. Who were some of your favourite wrestlers growing up?
Back then, mate, I was in love with Hogan as a kid. I absolutely adored Hogan. Like, I don't know why now, but back then, that's what sold it to me. The whole point of him being who he was, he's a total promotional package, really, wasn't he? And it worked, it definitely worked on me as a kid. I'd like to pretend I liked Warrior, because it's cooler, but I didn't really like him, or wasn't that bothered at the time when he sprung up. I appreciated who he was, but Hogan was the one who was pushed so much, and then Rock and Wrestling came out, and things like that, you know. Hogan was my boy early on, and when I got to about 92, 93-ish, when I started to appreciate actually what I was watching, if you like, so I was being again about 10 or 11 then myself. Then I started really getting into the likes of Jake Roberts, Mr. Perfect, Savage, the obvious bunch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Retrospectively watching it from the earlier Rumbles and Survivor Series, like we were saying there. So going back and watching those videos back then and picking out who your top guys were, yeah, definitely Roberts was one of my all-time favourites. Perfect. I did like Rick Rude as well, and that's everything why I didn't like The Warrior. Pennies dropped.
Retrospectively, I've gone back and I've appreciated The Warrior and Mr. Perfect. I didn't like them at the time, but I was only 10.
It's true, man, it's true.
That's the Grapple Arcade. So what was the inspiration for the company, and what's a bit of a history of what you do?
Well, basically, I mean, games are awesome in general, and it started off as a bit of a sort of get together between myself and a few mates who grew up watching wrestling, who enjoyed wrestling games. We went through the sort of 90s era when both playing Nintendo 64 and PS1 was a huge thing to have. And so getting together and playing games with your mates was actually a thing you did rather than everything being online.
Yeah.
So anyway, as of recently, last couple of years, so we just got together and jumped in what is a converted sort of games room garage, my place, and we just got some quality drinks in, sat down and played some quality wrestling games from the past. So that's how it started off, and then we thought, should we try and do something more with this? See if there's an actual interest for anybody else to want to attend these nights and events. So we did, and we reached out to some guys at a place called the Giraffe Lounge, which is a craft beer cocktail bar in Newcastle. And they were bang up for it, so been very supportive ever since we started. And we've actually only ever run one event outside of, you know, in terms of what it is now. But it's taken off big time. It's in terms of people having an interest in it and the bookings that we've got for upcoming events, which is great, you know. We've got lots of cool things going on with it. Are you happy for me to just mention a couple of things we've got coming up? Is that all right?
I was going to ask, firstly, what is it about retro gaming that you enjoy so much?
I'm like a lot of people who probably like retro gaming in general. I'm in my 30s, I'm married, I've got a kid, I've got a house, that kind of thing, I've got a job, and I don't really have the time or patience or the energy to really invest into new big games, if I'm quite honest. I don't have the money for one, to keep buying things and, you know, play online, and although I'd like to do all that, I'm sure I will at some point if I ever get the chance to. It's that retrospective, nostalgic, memorabilia kind of thing. It all sort of harps back to the way that we dress the venue up, for example. We've got old school wrestling figures all like lining the walls with old school belts and trading cards everywhere, top trumps for people to play, magazines from the 90s laid out on all the tables for people to flick through while they're having a pint and stuff. So it's not just a case of having a game. I wanted to make the concept like a, can you remember when you liked all this kind of stuff when you were younger? So making it very kind of an arcade feel, an arcade vibe. And can you remember those kind of TV programs that you used to watch as a young man where there's always like an American kid who had an amazing bedroom in his basement or something like that? Do you know what I mean? They always kitted out with all the cool looking stuff everywhere. You just thought, oh man, I want something like that. Well, we want the venue to feel a bit like that, but wrestling themed. So we're hopefully we're getting there with that. But yeah, it's coming along nicely anyway.
I'd say next event is on Saturday the 26th of May. So what should people expect from the event? What type of games will you have available?
Well, that's going to be the first of our events at somebody else's event. If that makes sense. It's not our own. It's a big retro games event in Gateshead. One of two that we'll be doing in Gateshead. This one's Right and Retro. It's their first event, and from what I've heard from the owner and the organizer, from what I've seen so far in terms of promotion, it's going to be good. it's just going to be good. The setup looks awesome. We are going to be setting up our stall, if you like, our section, whatever it's going to be. But basically, it's going to have a couple of different games consoles set up, maybe three games consoles set up, all different wrestling games. More than likely, a PlayStation 1, a Nintendo 64, and maybe chuck something random in there, like a Sega Saturn or something like that. But the game is excited because we're going to put it out to the public and social media to see who wants to play what. And also, on the days themselves, we might run a couple of competitions where there'll be some spot prizes. We've got some Grapple Arcade medals that we've got a limited stock of. We've got, thanks to some amazing friends at one of the breweries that we're good friends with, we've got some beer packages if the winner happens to be over 18. Definitely get that in there. But also, you know, if there's any kids playing, we'll have some bits and bobs for them as well. So just trying to make it sort of the larger events, if you like, at the memorabilia places like this one, this arcade event, we're going to make it more family-friendly orientated. Whereas the nights at the Giraffe Lounge, they've been a craft bar, they've been an evening sort of thing. They're adults, they're 18+ for obvious reasons. But yeah, the Right and Retro ones on the 26th, the tickets are still available now. So, and I think as well, if you order online, there's a chance to win, a tabletop custom-built arcade machine.
Wow.
Well, which is pretty cool. Yeah, that's not bad. Which is all good. Following that, I think we've got our Giraffe Lounge gig following that on the 5th of June, Tuesday the 5th of June, which should be fun. We're just setting up some system ideas now, and I think we're going to be running 5 or 6 consoles there, so we're going to be growing that one to be the staple home, and lots of stuff going on with that. And then the following event after that we've got booked in the moment is NERG, which is the Northeast Retro Great Gaming Event, again in Gateshead, and that's on July 14th and 15th. I think tickets will go on for sale for that quite soon then already. But yeah, really looking forward to all three events. We're in discussions at the moment with a big event company in London as well, so hopefully something's going to come with that. Lots of things happening. We're going to be around, man.
Yeah. Are you planning to come to Liverpool so I can maybe come to one?
Oh, mate, I'd hope so, mate. My wife's from Liverpool, so we've got lots of ties down there, so it'd be good to do. And I've got a pretty rabid wrestling scene down there.
Yeah,
Excellent stuff, excellent stuff. I think I can't remember the last time I was there, to be honest with you. But no, I'd love to come down to Liverpool. If you know anybody who's ever up for anything, any events or anything like that, tell me, give me a shout, man.
Can have a look around.
Absolutely. But yeah, at the end of June, we've got our own craft ale coming out as well.
Yeah.
Which is cool. We're in collaboration with Flash House Brewery, who are from North Shields. So we've got a nice new pale ale coming out in collaboration with them called Grap Ale. So keep your eyes on for that one, because it'll be hitting the shelves in the near future. So yeah, things are going. Things are going well.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. wish I could make it up to the North East for some of these events, but hopefully, if you come to the Merseyside, I'll be on it. So.
Right. Absolutely, mate. definitely, we'll definitely try. It's definitely on the agenda to move down to those kind of areas, you know. Absolutely.
Hi, this is Dave Mercy, owner of Pro Wrestling Chaos, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
Should we count down the top 5 retro wrestling games?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right, man. I think you kept the secret from me. I think we said yesterday we had a quick chat, let's keep it sort of top secret.
Yep.
So I haven't been able to do any sort of, you know, reading up, so it's going to be on the fly. I know I picked mine, I'm guessing you picked yours as well, mate. So
yep.
I don't know if you want to go through ours or do you want to talk about the...
I think we'll do what the listeners picked and then we'll see how ours compared at the end.
Yeah, cool. So. Sounds good.
Right, so thanks for everyone who voted. It was probably one of our most difficult polls because there was nearly 80 choices, but you could only pick 5.
People still complained that all the games were on. You know.
Most people have moaned. I did check up and they were too early. They were too late. So.
I thought it was a very fair and comprehensive list, personally.
Yeah, awesome. So we decided that any game released in or before 2003 will qualify as a retro game, because that's 15 years. It's a nice cut-off. And it means it'll include my favourite game, Here Comes the Pain. So, that's in at number 5, with 22% of you putting it in the top 5, was an arcade game released in 1991, WWF WrestleFest. So I am surprised not more of you put it in your top 5, as I loved this game as a kid. Mark? Your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, made my top 5 as well. Absolutely excellent game. I can remember playing it the first time that we played it. There was 2 places I played it as a youngster, and one of them was at a holiday park.
Yeah.
And I think it was in Hastings, I think it was. And the other one was at a game shop that opened up in Darlington in the northeast. And they were the only 2 places I found it, man. I never found it in any of the northeast sort of gaming halls. Arcades, whatever. Never saw any of those personally, but the first time I played it was as a kid in Hastings, and it was amazing. Just walked up to this group of 3 random kids who were playing it, just 1 spot left, didn't know any of them, and then they were the best friends for the holiday, you know. But yeah, absolutely incredible game, to the point where the infamous backstage interview between Mean Gene and Legion of Doom still stands out as one of those really, really incredible cutscenes.
The graphics for 1991 were incredible, really.
I tried to ask a friend about how they did this, and if they used sort of like photo imagery. I don't, to be honest with you. But it seemed to have been that it was, from what he was trying to tell me, it's possibly filmed and then overdubbed so it looks more cartoony.
Yeah.
I don't know how true that is, or if it's complete animation. I have no idea, but it looked mint.
Yeah, there was a place when I was a kid called Adventureland, and it had like a half of it was a play area, slides and shit, and then the other half was arcade games, but they were all free because you had to pay to get in. And me and my brothers would spend hours playing this game.
It's a brilliant game. I can only assume that the people who bought it didn't have access to it are younger than us. Particularly, I don't know. That's the only reason I can give them. Otherwise, there's something clearly wrong. But there we go.
Yeah, well, the game is pretty... got a pretty stacked roster for the time.
It's
got Hulk Hogan, Warrior, Ted DiBiase, Big Boss Man, Jake Snake, Earthquake, Perfect, Sergeant Slaughter, Demolition, and LOD. The only real big name missing is Macho Man, but he'd retired. I think he lost his match to Warrior at WrestleMania 7, so he wasn't officially with the company when the game was released, so maybe that's not why he's not in it.
It could well be. We'll maybe speak about another point about omissions from wrestling games, and you thought, why weren't they in the game? Either way, like you say, absolutely incredible roster there, and graphics were brilliant, even the sound was good fun, and it was just great. It was just a really, really good game.
Yeah, and the gameplay was really good. I liked how you... when you first started, you couldn't do like proper power moves, you had to beat your opponent down, and then you came to like signature moves. And then once you get the beat button further down, then you can do your finisher moves. Even though you only had like two buttons,
You're completely right. It's a lot different from today's, where you just have to taunt from the inside of the ring, while they're on the outside of the ring, until you've got enough to do your special.
Yeah.
you're right. And what was good about that? It made the game hard. It was difficult to play. Like you got to a certain point, you know, it started off like you'd expect, where it was. If you had learnt the moves, learnt the buttons, got your head around the timing, then you could get through the first couple of matches pretty straightforward. But as the matches continued, it did legitimately get harder, as it should do. Well, great game, absolutely brilliant.
I don't remember ever winning the tag team tournament.
I never won a sausage.
I can't remember if it was Legion of Doom or Demolition were always the last one. I think it was Legion of Doom, wasn't it? I can't remember, but they were. I remember getting to the final a couple of times, but I never won it. So it just seemed to go impossible after that.
It's a great game. Don't make them like that anymore.
So I'm surprised they haven't done an updated roster for this game. They just picked 10 or 12 wrestlers from these days. I think.
Yeah.
It's true. Retrofitted it in, but. Right, but so, and at number 4, with 29% of you putting it in the top 5, was released in 1998 for the Nintendo 64, and it was WCW NWO Revenge. Unfortunately, I never played this game. I didn't know anyone who had a N64 when I was younger. So, Mark, you're going to have to take this one.
not a problem. It was indeed an absolutely brilliant game. You had a few. It was knocked out by a company called Akai. I'm not quite sure you pronounce it, but they pretty much knocked out all of those awesome blocky N64 wrestling games at the time. I'm sure we'll get on there. Maybe at least one more in the top five. I'd be very surprised if we didn't hear at least one more of those style of games in the top five. It was the second. I think it was the second coming from the WCW.
Yeah, they did World Tour, and then
World Tour, and then you had some other ones. We had a handful in general, but World Tour, which was a decent enough game, but Revenge came out, just fixed everything that should have been fixed, and it was in my opinion the best WCW game that's ever been out. But I have an obscure view of WCW games, because my second favourite is probably not in anybody's top 20. So there we go. But Revenge is a cracking game. It is something that we have yet to get sorted for our Grapple Arcade, actually. We do own a copy of it. We haven't put it into any of the social media voting polls yet. But I don't know, I could potentially make...
I listened to a couple of reviews of it today, and the roster was absolutely stacked.
It was massive. And you know what? They did everything exceptionally well in the game. The timing in terms of playing the game, playability, is one of the better games, in my personal opinion. They just got it right, but that's because they developed from their previous sort of, you know, the previous incarnation of the game, and being able to do it. And they just, they got so much right with it. I think it's, I honestly believe that, I think its only downfall was that it was a WCW game. No, and I don't mean that in the, oh, boo WCW, I don't mean it like that, I just mean in terms of the exposure in the UK, for example, WCW,
yeah.
It was huge. To a wrestling fan, especially going through the wars, it wasn't, you know, automatic, I'm going to pick that one off the shelf for a lot of people that I know, because they weren't necessarily wrestling fans, but they were aware of WWF, you know what I mean? So they would automatically gravitate to one of their games over a WCW game purely for that reason.
It's then in at number 3, with 33% of you putting it in your top 5, was released in 2000 on the PlayStation console. It's made by THQ, it's WWF SmackDown 2, Know Your Role. According to Wikipedia, this is the best-selling combat sports game on a single platform. And it's in the Guinness World Records, 3.2 million copies sold. I think this is quite a surprise, so high. I played this game recently and it's not great.
You know, it's, I have to kind of agree with you on that. It's a tricky one because it is in my top five. And it is a very nostalgic game for me. And I think I've actually just written a piece for Vulture, Vulture magazine recently about this game. And I got a few people to give their opinions on where they would rate the game. And it is a very, very good game. It's just that...
I think it's a fun game. It's a very fast game, very arcadey. It's quite fun to beat people up. But frustratingly, when you do a finisher, the guy will just pop back up. And you're like, why? I'll just beat you up.
No, you're right. I think the thing is with the game that what it's done well is it's turned itself into a game which is very appealing for people who like doing things like creating wrestlers, creating events. It's got an incredibly well stacked roster. It's a lot faster than other games at the time, so it feels more like a fun arcade game. But because it's a lot quicker than, it's much quicker than a lot of the N64 counterparts, for example, in terms of how quickly you guys move around the ring, you still have to get used to some timing sort of issues with the game in terms of it being a bit slower to, like, reaction time between you hitting the pad and it actually performing the move. And I think that's one of the big letdowns for it. There's some sort of glitchy issues during career mode. The loading time is unbearable in between
the
segments.
Was this the one where in the Royal Rumble, when the person comes out, it'll say, now loading, and it'll take an age? I'm trying to remember.
I know that, like, if you're doing career mode, for example, you've got, you know, you might be backstage, and there might be literally, you might walk past somebody backstage, and it might only be for 3 seconds, and there's no interaction between the two characters. But the loading time's exactly the same in terms of length. Ridiculous long time as it would be if you were walking down to the ring, you had a wrestling match, and then you had an interview right afterwards. The loading time, no matter what the scenario is, it's almost exactly the same, and it's just unbearable at times, especially for really insignificant pieces that don't need the game. But it was a cracking game, in my opinion. And it was really weird because it had just come back. I mentioned in my review, actually, like, I think at the time, Kurt Angle had recently just beat Rock at No Mercy, I think it was, like a month or so before, to be the champion. Billy Gunn had somehow beaten Eddie Guerrero and was now the Intercontinental Champion. I don't know how that happened, but there we go. So it was some interesting turn, like the tides are turning in the actual WWE itself. I mean, Kurt Angle is now the champ, you know, that was a big move and a big play, I thought, at the time.
Yeah.
So this game had to sort of represent that a bit, and even though it was The Rock's kind of game with the title, you know, the champion is now somebody else. So, I don't know, it got me thinking a little bit about that anyway. But honestly, my honest opinion is I think it's one of the best all-rounders, if you like. It might not be the best at specific bits, specific things, it might not be the best being in the ring, it might not be the best graphics, it might not be the best audio. But I think all round, it's the 70% mark, if you like, on literally everything for me. So, not the best in particular areas, but all round, if you take absolutely everything into consideration. Even just the intro was just it was the intro to SmackDown at the time on the TV, whereas WCW games on the 64 were using really rubbish, horrific animation.
Oh, actually, I forgot to say about Revenge. There wasn't the intro, like...
It's like a truck.
A truck, and, it just pulls up to Sting holding a bat. And like,
yeah, and you don't really know what...
It doesn't tell you why.
Not a sausage, man. Whereas this was the high-frequency, high-pitched ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding, or the theme music, the sort of in the back of the production truck, in the ring, signature move after signature. It was basically live footage clips of what the intro to SmackDown on TV was. So just straight away, I was like, wow, this is going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you saw the plethora of options that were at your disposal in terms of games and game modes, just these unbelievable amounts.
Oh, yeah, things keep popping today. This is one where they had Hell in the Cell, but it was around the ring rather than around the by the barriers. It was just a cage match with it.
Didn't make any sense. Oh, it was just a cage match, yeah. Didn't make any sense at all.
And to get out of the cell, you just threw them into the, and it just fell.
Like, it did, yeah.
It's the most flimsiest cell ever. It didn't go to the barriers, it went up to the ropes.
I read before I started playing it again, I read something about even career mode. Some of the humorous glitches were where you'd be in career mode and the characters would completely disappear, so it was just people, invisible characters, fighting each other. So you couldn't actually see who they were. Random. But, yeah, I've still got to say, though, for all of its nonsensical quirks and things like loading times and bits that shouldn't really... they should have done better. Overall, I think between myself and the other guys who reviewed this, gave it 138 out of 200, as you do, you know.
Yeah.
taking everybody's vote into account, and I think there was at least 3 out of 4 people that gave it, four out of 5 people that gave it maybe 30 out of 40 in total. Those numbers sound ridiculous, I know, but in terms of we're voting against playability, session longevity, single player modes and multiplayer modes, I didn't really want to, you know, rank it on graphics and things, because how can we be honest about ranking something on graphics from the 1990s and the 2000 compared to the games we've got today? So I thought playability was the way to go down with all of my reviews, and yeah, bar that, it's still in my top 5, and it's in my top 3, I've got to say. So yeah, SmackDown 2, that was more than a nutshell of a roundup, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right, then in at number 2 with 44% of you putting in your top 5 was released in 2003, developed by Yuke's. and published by THQ for the PlayStation 2. It was WWE SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. I didn't know this, but it was called Exciting Pro Wrestling 5 in Japan.
Was it really? Yeah. Not a license for them. Yeah. Was it like an unlicensed game over there?
I'm not sure. That's what I called it. That was one of the fun facts on Wikipedia.
Fantastic fact.
So, this would be my number one. Me and my son still play this, and it's probably one of the major reasons why my son is such a huge wrestling fan today. He used to watch me playing it when he was 4 or 5, and then stopped picking it up when he was 5.
Now, the interesting thing with this one, man, is that I watched my younger brother, who's a big geek on Twitch. He was a big fan of this when it came out, and I was going through the phase of pretending I didn't like wrestling. Because there was other things to be more entertained by. But so I kind of like it passed me by a little bit at the time. It was just I was going through one of my lulls, if you like, and wasn't really into the grapple, but I did come back to it a couple of years later, and I think the unfortunate thing was there was a couple of other games that had come out after that which were nowhere near as good, but that stood out as still something incredibly good. I can't speak too much about it because honestly there's people who played it much more than me, but my honest opinion is that from what I remember playing of it, it's a great game. We will be getting it at the Grapple Arcade because I know there's a big following for it. In fact, I think it's Green Ant's favourite game.
Yeah.
He's on later. He's mentioned that it was his favourite game. So like a challenge some point down the left for Mr. Ant.
That could be fun.
But yeah, man, I'll let you take the lead with this one. You know better than me.
Well, this game, I don't play it with the real wrestlers. I created my own roster. We threw all the real wrestlers off SmackDown, and we just played my own roster. So I play the storylines through. Yeah, me and my son. How you do with wrestlers? You make all your mates first, and then son made all his mates. And but the best thing about this game is the grappling system. You can just once you've been told how to do it, it's easy. It's just like, and it gives you. I think each wrestler has like 16 grapple moves, whereas on SmackDown 2, you only had 4 because
it was a gulf of difference. But I mean, what you're talking, 3 years difference in release, was it?
Yeah.
That's an incredible amount of time between wrestling games, isn't it? Like in terms of major releases. I mean, they were both. I mean, there was probably some Game Boy Advance stuff in between or whatever, but I think. In terms of, you know, your staple, your big name release, 3 years is quite a long time.
Hmm.
Considering, I think, SmackDown and SmackDown 2, there was barely a year within the releases.
It was eight months, right? I think.
Exactly, yeah. So 3 years in between the two big releases is quite a girthy chunk, so...
Yeah, and, yeah, my two best mates at the time didn't watch wrestling at all, but they loved playing this game. We used to, come around to my flat, get drunk, play this for hours. So. But you hate it when one of your mates gets better at you, and he figures out how to use the chair, where you can't just take the chair off him. It was like, so frustrating. but again,
just sit down on the chair in this
room. Yeah. Again, still, I've had this game. So when that come out, 15 years, same copy, same memory card. So. And my son, we still get it out from time to time. We just want a nostalgia kick. So.
Yeah, man. Fair enough. 15 years, jeez.
Yeah, it still works.
It's just amazing that it's been that long since it came out.
Mm-hmm. Right, before we get to our number one, do you want to do a few honourable mentions? So.
Well, I don't know what number one is, so I could unintentionally mention it. I'll tell you what the rest of my top five were, should I? And then you can mention yours, and we'll see if either of us were right.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned before, I also chose WrestleFest, the arcade game, for the reasons we've discussed.
Yeah, I picked that as well.
SmackDown 2 on the PS1. Now, my other three, one of them's a pretty obvious one, I think, and the other two are pretty out-there choices.
Yeah.
So I'll go with the two out-there choices first. One of them is Def Jam Fight for New York, not Vendetta. So Def Jam Fight for New York being the follow-up to Vendetta.
Vendetta qualified. That got 14% of people's votes.
So Vendetta was up there.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because New York came out, but it came out past our cut-off timeline.
I think 2004 it came out, so it'd be...
Yeah, exactly. So just missed it, but I thought... I'd mention it in this anyway as an honourable mention, because I think it was unfair just to miss out by about 3 months.
Yeah.
And if we're going to give you the pass for SmackDown 3, then I think it's fair to go with this. But the reason why I mentioned it as well is because it's such a different game to Vendetta.
Yeah.
Vendetta was quite a cartoony game. It was good fun, don't get me wrong, but Def Jam New York was a bloody good fighting
game. Didn't they take the engine from, like, No Mercy and Revenge and put it into Def Jam?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. And it was, it was just so good. I mean, the storylines were fun. I didn't really care about who the people were, to be honest with you. I was into my hip-hop and things, as a lot of us were at that kind of point, but I wasn't really bothered about the fact that it was a hip-hop game or not. That's not what sold it for me. It was a really just good quality fighting wrestling game, basically. And the storylines were really fun and weird and different, so that made it, and it was almost like the natural follow-on from all the Aki releases, all the Aki style releases, if I should say, previously in terms of wrestling games. It felt like that kind of game, it felt like it belonged to an Aki family game, but it was the next logical move in terms of progression for that kind of game. And it was a very good game, and it was a very good game. Definitely something we're planning to get on at the Grapple Arcade. As is my other mention here for Saturday Night Slammers.
It's another game I've never played, but I watched a few videos about it today, and it looks amazing.
Basically, it was released by Capcom. It was a Capcom game.
It's basically Street Fighter in a ring, isn't it?
It's like Street Fighter mixed with any kind of SNK style release. It was an early 90s game. it was on the snares, and it was absolutely brilliant. Just what a game. It was, as you've just said, quite rightly so, you take Street Fighter, yeah, that kind of fighting system, but chuck wrestlers as the characters in there. Perfect. You can't really get any better than that, I don't think. For at least that kind of time frame anyway, it far surpassed any other wrestling game at that time frame. Because going back to the Mega Drive at that time, as an equivalent game, you had the likes of Super WrestleMania or something like that, which was probably my least favourite game of all time. And I've had about 10 copies of it, as you do, and it sucks, it's horrible, it's a terrible game. And this was an equivalent within that sort of time frame between the 90s leading up to 94, up to when the Saturn and the likes of the Dreamcast and everything else started popping up. When it was just purely SNES versus Mega Drive, this was by far head and shoulders before its time. What a game. Absolutely brilliant. And if you don't know anything about it, listeners, Saturday Night Slam Masters on the SNES, go and check it out. It's brilliant.
Yeah, unfortunately only 7% of people put it in their top 5.
I think that's purely, again, down to the fact that barely anybody's played it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a game, I'll be completely honest. It wasn't something I knew about straight away. I only found out about it a few years later. Quite a few years later. But then went back to play it, and I was like, oh man, as if I missed out on this back then. It would have literally changed everything in terms of what was the game I was playing at the time, and what game my friends would have been coming around to play. It would have been that every time, no doubt about it. And I think for me, I mean, I'm a big Street Fighter 2 fan, I'm a massive Street Fighter 2 fan, and I think that this is better, dare I say, because of the fact it's wrestling related. Chucking that out there, probably gets slated for it. Nobody's coming one of the nights anymore. that was up there, and then I might as well say the last one in my top 5, which is a game for Nintendo 64, by far the best game of the Aki selection, in my opinion, and that is No Mercy. Awesome. I don't even know where to start with No Mercy, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll come on to the note. So should we do that then? So, in at number 1, with 51% of you putting it in the top 5, was released in 2000 for the N64, as you said, and is considered by many to be the greatest wrestling game of all time. It's WWF, No Mercy. Unfortunately, again, I never played it. I discovered beer and girls and heavy metal and kind of stopped watching wrestling for a few years. I missed the whole of the Attitude Era. I was born too early. So I stopped watching wrestling about 98, came back to about 2003.
Literally a couple of years before me then. I think you were a couple of years before me in that sense, because I dropped it when sort of 2001, 2002 is when my interest was gone.
The invasion angle just destroy you.
So. Yeah, I think that was the nail in the coffin, maybe. There hadn't been a wrestling game in 3 years. I think that's exactly what... You hit the nail on the head there. I think you were lucky because No Mercy came out while you were in your lull, and Here Comes the Pain came out while I was in mine. But carry on anyway.
That's as I said. I've listened to a few reviews today, and I've seen reviews in the past, and that's really cool, so I've never had a chance to play it. So what is it about No Mercy that people, even 18 years on, still consider it the greatest game ever?
Multiplayer, I think that's what it comes down to, if everybody should be completely honest. I think it's just, there's something about it. It's the wrestling equivalent of GoldenEye. It's just...
I love GoldenEye. No crap it is. I can't get the...
It's just...
Move with this analog stick and look around this analog stick. I can't do it. I've been trying since... I still can't do it now. I can't play COD or anything.
I was going to say, you're going to be knackered on any other game.
No, I can't do it. Really? I can't play Halo. I can't play... To put me, I can do Star Wars Battlefront. I can't do it. I've tried.
Don't know how to speak highly enough.
I stick to wrestling and FIFA. I can do that.
Yeah, that's why not. That's fair enough. I think the main thing with No Mercy is it was a bit like SmackDown 2 in the sense of it had grown up since its earlier game. It was trying new things. I think we've all got to remember up to that sort of year 2000 mark. Proper 3D, if you like, in computer games was fairly new. It only been gone for a few years, in console form at least, anyway, you know. And especially in something that moves very fast, like a wrestling game. The very blocky, as you'd expect it to be, like hexagon biceps and things like that, you know. But it was the mechanics of this game, the customizable content, if you like, the sheer bulkiness of the story modes compared to any other game from what I remember, the interactive environments in terms of where you can go backstage in the fighting pattern. I mean, you could do that in a lot of games, but this just seemed to get it all right to call the boxes. I said SmackDown 2 was the best all-rounder game, and I think with this submission, this is the ultimate game in terms of, if we're talking retro, the ultimate game in terms of the wrestle. I think anybody who owned the game would put that, regardless of whether wrestling fan, if you won the game and you played that game, I'd be surprised if it didn't land in the top five of their owned games at the time, along with the likes of Mario Kart and GoldenEye and things of that nature. I think if you owned this game at that time, this would hit your own top five in terms of what you owned. I think it appealed to, like you said yourself before, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, there's certain games where they're just so fun to play.
Yeah.
And this was one of them. This was the one, if you like. I wasn't a huge Bond fan as a kid, but GoldenEye was amazing to play.
I hate it. I still don't like Bond.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't a fan at all, but the game was mint. So it's just so good to play. And it's because of the experience that you're having as multiplayer, and I think that's where it ultimately comes down to. I don't know where I stand with games these days in terms of the multiplayer content, purely because I haven't had enough experience over the last decades to play online to see how it's progressed from when I was first aware of online.
Yeah.
Played a few games online, but I don't venture too much into it, if I'm completely honest. So I don't know if... I mean, is today's wrestling games, are they online? Can you fight against other wrestlers around the world on them? Is that an option?
Yeah.
You can. What's the kind of reviews on that like? Does it work? There's much like it would with, I know Tekken 7's meant to be awesome.
It works online. It's just sometimes it gets a bit laggy there's then people who, when they lose, and they'll just turn off, and then you're against the computer.
Right. Okay.
It doesn't end the match.
Yeah.
You're suddenly against the computer.
So I suppose in a way it's a bit like your mate who spits his dummy out and throws a controller on the floor and storms home after he's lost a couple of rumbles. Yeah, so it's like that, but you put them in front of your face. So that's all right. It's the ultimate multiplayer game for me, wrestling-wise.
Mm.
It's perfect. Absolutely perfect in so many ways. It's announced for the next Grapple Arcade, so there you go. Anybody wanting to come June the 5th to Grapple Arcade, no mercy will be on.
Two more made my top five were Tonko World Wrestling. I bet it's a nostalgia one for me. And WWF WrestleMania Challenge. Probably going back, it wasn't that great a game, but I think you only had six wrestlers to pick from.
You had a big, huge cardboard box, didn't you? With amazing wrestling graphics on the front of it. That's what sells that game.
Yeah. But, I can't really... I'm going back to when I was 10, so there's not a lot... Yeah. I always got confused by why some people in the game had leg drops except Hulk Hogan, who had an elbow drop. The only way to beat Andre the Giant was to throw him outside the ring, because he couldn't climb back in. Rick Rude looked like Popeye. He tried to animate a mustache on him, but just made him look like Popeye.
Was there anything? I'm imagining some of the games on that list didn't get any votes at all.
There's loads. Yeah, but
what was the lowest voted game? Where at least one person liked it.
Games that only got one vote: Super Fire Pro Wrestling X Premium.
Obviously, it's always going to be one of them, isn't it?
Legends of Wrestling 2, Legends of Wrestling 1. WWF WrestleMania. Super WrestleMania. Royal Rumble. Oh, there's me. WrestleMania Challenge. One vote. Nobody else liked that.
Some of those I thought would have been a bit higher up in the list as well.
ECW Hardcore Revolution. ECW Anarchy Rules. They are terrible games.
They're shocking. They really were. I bought them purely because it was an ECW game. Seriously, that's. And I put them on and I thought, what is this crap? It was terrible.
I bought it second hand, and luckily somebody had written down in the back how to do moves.
Oh, that was good. That's good. Yes. But I mean, every piece of merch at ECW, without. I mean, I had a chat. I was lucky enough to have a bit of a chat with them. Weirdly enough, in the past, I used to make wrestling figures for wrestlers.
Yeah.
To customize them and things like that. And I met a couple of guys through that. Just was really, really fun. Had a chat with Rob Van Dam and Steve Carino once about the merchandise situation of ECW. And although they were knocking out some brilliant T-shirts, like they really were. I remember a story, I think Bubba Ray and Tommy Dreamer were usually the guys, and Taz, I think, as well, had a hand in it, were designing quite a few of the T-shirts at the time.
Mm.
And there were some fantastic prints. I'm lucky enough to own a couple of original shirts from the time. Some of their other merchandise was absolutely shocking. Like, the figures that came out, I've got loads of the figures and the ring and things like that. They were absolute crap. Just the horrific figures that look nothing like them.
No.
That, alongside the games, as you've just mentioned there, just Hardcore Revolution and Heroes are both absolutely rubbish games. Simple
terrible,
as that.
Yeah.
They're just, you can tell they were clearly rushed, and you can tell Heyman was clearly on a budget. It felt unfinished.
Right. So also what I like to find interesting when we do these polls, I like to see what the difference between top 5 in the UK and top 5 in the US are.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So the UK basically picked what we picked because 70% of the people have voted.
Yep.
Were from the UK, so they went for No Mercy number 1, Here Comes the Pain, Know Your Role, Revenge, and then WrestleFest. The Americans went for Here Comes the Pain as number 1.
Wow, okay.
No Mercy number 2. Then WWF Raw from 1994.
Raw was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
Mega, I thought it was a Mega Drive, I think.
Mega Drive, yeah, and SNES.
Yeah, wow, so that was number 4, what was 5?
That was number 3 in America.
That was number 3, sorry.
Then they had Revenge, and then they had World Tour. That was number 5.
Revenge and then World Tour was number... World Tour and number 5, that's a bit of an interesting one.
Mm.
Because there wasn't... America. Raw, you said Raw, didn't you? Number 3.
WWF Raw was number 3.
Yeah. Now that's an interesting one to throw in there. Very interesting.
I remember enjoying that game when I was 12. Was it? But
oh, absolutely.
The graphics were alright, and I think the gameplay wasn't amazing. I think. Is that the one where they all had the same moves, or was that Royal Rumble where they all had the same moves, basically?
Which is the one?
I'm trying to think.
I've lost the plot at the moment. There's a particular game I'm trying to think of, and I'm getting mixed up between two or three of them. I think it was. What was it called? I'm thinking of WWF WrestleMania arcade game. That was the one where I think you had things like The Undertaker could hit people with ghosts or something.
Yeah, that was a fun game. Wasn't it made by the same people as Mortal Kombat?
Was it? That's interesting.
Video imaging. That was a fun game to play.
Yeah, it was Midway, yeah.
Yeah.
They were basically in Midway. They had an area in Gateshead up here where I live.
Yeah.
it was great fun. I remember playing it around my mates for the first time, and I didn't have a clue what was going on because, you know, I think before, apart from the games we've mentioned today, you only knew the real wrestling WWF kind of game I remember from those early 90s. I mean, that was 95, the arcade game. The only one I remember before that was Super WrestleMania, which was horrendous. So it's a nice jump in between the two games.
Yeah.
But Raw. Mm.
I'd look it up. It was an alright game to play. So.
Which console was it on there?
It came on the NES and it came on Mega Drive.
What?
I don't remember. It was made by
it was another Acclaim game actually. It's the same as WrestleMania arcade game. And what's interesting with that is you had one of the publishers, LJN.
Yeah,
they were as well. Awesome. And LJN used to have their toy figure line license,
mm-hmm.
but in the 80s before Hasbro picked it up. So whilst Hasbro had the toy license, LJN were given a license for being one of the developers for the computer games, which I didn't realise. There you go. That's what I knew.
All right, so Do you want to remind everyone where you're going to be in the near future again?
Absolutely, mate. So our next gig is at Writing Retro, which is a big games exhibition event in Gateshead. And that's on May the 26th. You can get tickets from Eventbrite at the moment. So just type in Writing Retro to Gateshead and Google, and I'm sure it'll come on. Looking forward to that event. A huge fan of big games exhibitions. This is their first. So it should be good. Then we've got on June the 5th, we have the Giraffe Lounge, which is our monthly haunt, our home, and we're going to try and make that quite a big event with a number of different consoles on.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good fun. That's a free entry, free play all night, 10% off all drinks and food, make it as accessible to people as possible, and that'll be on from 6 p.m. until about 11 p.m. If people want to pop along without any points, you're very welcome to. And then the third and final event that we've got booked in at present is NERG, which is Northeast Retro Gaming Event, and that's July 14th and 15th. And again, tickets are on at Eventbrite for that.
Yeah, I'll put links in the description below the podcast.
Appreciate it.
So you mentioned you want to do some thank yous, and you want to promote your social media while you...
If you don't mind, that'd be lovely. Cheers, Chris. So obviously, big thanks out to our home, the Giraffe Lounge, fantastic craft beer bar. Please go there every now and again if you ever fancy it. our graphic designers, Danny and Ian, have helped me since day one with everything so far. Really appreciate that. Our friends at North Wrestling and Pro Wrestling Chaos, who supplied us loads of video content for our cinema screen on the night.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. And our wonderful friends at McCall's Brewery.
Oh.
And Bro Retro Pens, who make enamel wrestling pin badges. They've given us lots of prizes to hand out on nights and stuff, so I really appreciate to them. Dale coming out, as I mentioned before, at the end of June, July, in collaboration with Flash House Brewery, who are out of North Shields. Looking forward to that one. Big time.
That sounds fun.
So, on social media, you can follow us on Twitter, which is at Grapple Arcade. And on Facebook, we are at The Grapple Arcade. Feel free to give us a follow, a like, retweet. One recently as well, we just did one recently where we gave away, I think, about 20 signed Dragon Games promos and loads of Red Heart shades, original shades.
Wow.
Some collector's cards still sealed, some of 30 wrestling figures, including mint on card ones. Loads of bits and pieces. So we'll be doing things like that going forward.
Amazing. So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Love to, Chris. Love to.
Yeah.